Well, one birthday we want to note today, Robin. It is William Shakespeare's 450th. Is that all? You don't have any trumpets?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, to celebrate, I thought maybe we could read a little bit from A Midsummer Night's Dream.
With apologies to all ninth grade English classes.
I will be Puck, you be the fairy.
A tutu.
Here we go. How now, spirit, whither wander you?
Over hill, over dale, through bush, through briar, over park, over pale, through flood, through fire. I do wander everywhere, swifter than the moon's sphere, and I serve the fairy queen to dew her orbs upon the green. The cowslips tall her pensioners be, in their gold coats spots you see. Those be rubies, fairy favors, in those freckles live their savors. I must go seek some dewdrops here and hang a pearl in every cowslip's ear. Farewell, thou lob of spirits, I'll be gone. Our queen and our elves come here anon.
The king doth keep his revels here tonight. Take heed the queen come not within his sight, for Oberon is passing fell and wrath because that she as her attendant hath. A lovely boy stolen from an Indian king, she never had so sweet a changeling, and jealous Oberon would have the child knight of his train to trace the forests wild. But she perforce withholds the loved boy, crowns him with flowers, and makes him all her joy, and now they never meet in grove or green, by fountain clear or spangled starlight sheen, but they do swear that all their elves for fear creep into acorn cups and hide them there.
Is this the end? Am I not a fairy anymore?
Actually, the funny thing is that Puck is actually named Robin.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so maybe we should have switched roles.
There you
Next
go.
Time.
Next time, and happy birthday, Shakespeare.